When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
This is a story from earlier in the week that I hadn't gotten to yet, but a drunk man caused chaos after breaking into the police department when they were closed. So this guy broke into the Naples police department. Most people are trying to stay out of the police department. This guy broke into it. He vandalized. First of all, he got into an unlocked patrol cruiser, sat in there for a minute, couldn't get started, waited for all the cops to leave. Then he got into the police station, flooded it.
Whoa.
Pooped on the women's locker room floor, which is nice of him. And then he stole a uniform and a $900 bulletproof vest and apparently went down the street to 7-Eleven, where the police had then figured out that he had done this, and they arrested him. He's being charged with grand theft and two counts of burglary. Naples police are not commenting at the moment as they are further investigating. But it makes me feel better because I've been drunk and done really and said dumb things, but I've never broken into a police station. That's got to be the ultimate. Broken into. You hear about people breaking out. I can see why you might break out if you could get out. Broke into. Also, another story that I wasn't able to get to this week, but I'm going to get to now, is that a Redditor, someone who uses Reddit, has been heartbroken to discover that the perfect woman that he had met online was actually an AI creation.
Wah, wah.
AI going on. It's another level now of AI. You know, we're worried about, people say it's going to take over radio, it's going to take over
music.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take over Kanye's life, it's going to take over all the education, people not doing homework learning anything. Mm-hmm. But a Redditor was heartbroken to discover that this woman named Claudia is actually AI. He said he felt a bit cheated, that he had been cybernetically catfished. That's a new word. Cybernetically. Use that today in a sentence. So he was one of many fans of Claudia, an alleged Reddit girl who became a fixture on the platform by sharing glamorous selfies. One risque pic, which has since been deleted, showed the web girl in the nude with a caption, "What do you think about my body?" That may have been the first clue.
Right.
This
so I already know
real.
She's fake.
He said, "Claudia, you're pretty sexy and perfect." Unfortunately, the girl of his dreams was, in fact, a deep fake. She'd been created by two computer science students who concocted the avatar as a goof to see if you can fool people with AI pictures. They'd reportedly been inspired after encountering a post from a Redditor who claimed to earn $500 from catfishing victims online. So there. You gotta be careful these days on these apps, man. I don't know. I feel like we're trying to get tricked at every turn. You know, you know, you get text messages. We talked about that yesterday. That's a scam. Now we got fake AI women, and women. Some women are offended by the fact that, like, if you're on the dating apps, I try and get proof of life pretty quickly. Like, I try and get to the point. Can I see an Instagram? Can I, you know, hold up my famous hold up three picture, hold up three fingers? Yeah. And they're like, and some people are offended. And I hate to say this, but there are a lot of fake Asian women on these apps, too. I don't know why, but they tend to pick. I don't know if it's because the pictures are harder to trace or whatever, but on like Hinge, for example, or Bumble, there tend to be. And so if you do match with certain, you know, people of certain ethnicities, then I guess I'm a little more cautious. And sometimes these people have been like, you know, what is it with you guys and the catfishing? It's like, because a lot of these people are not real. And who knows? Maybe I'm talking to, maybe I'd be better off in an AI relationship. Do you think?
No.
I need the real thing, though.
Yeah.
I need the real thing.
You deserve the real thing.
I'd probably still get yelled at by an AI girlfriend, though. AI girlfriend be like...
Friends like, how do I turn this computer off?
Wait, reboot.
Why am I still getting yelled at?
Pull out the SIM card.
How are you still mad at me? You're not real. All right.
More Fred Show next, right here.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified, diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.